Hey, welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about the couple of random events we made it to that we didn't talk about last week, and then we get into some really fun events coming up this weekend all over the suburbs. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, it's got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back to talk about drinking.
Back and better than ever, Brad.
Better than ever. Well, you had like a bit of a vacation, so you're feeling good, I'm sure. Nice and relaxed.
Yeah, man. I disconnected for a few days, man. Didn't do too much, but, you know, downtime is good.
Very nice.
You know?
And as usual, we're sipping on some local beer here. We got the Finch's Wet Hot American Wheat Ale. And it's been a while since I had a Finch beer.
I have to agree with you, man. I think my favorite beer from Finch, if I had to pick one, is probably that the Secret Stash Stout.
Okay.
I think they nailed that one. Just a really nice,
that is nice.
Sweet stout. You know, but yeah, it's been a while since I had a Finch beer, man. We got the Tall Boy cans. Hey, so this is a 5% American Wheat Ale. So it's they're using Columbus and Centennial hops in this. It's a dry hopped American wheat.
Uh huh. And you said it kind of reminded you almost a little bit of a Daisy Cutter.
Just a tat. I guess this is their interpretation. Even though Daisy's not a wheat, I think Daisy's like an American Pale.
Right. Yeah.
Because their wheat is a Kaishoga.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's reminiscent of that, where it's like it's a nice bitter hops. You know, and Daisy's got that same bitter hop finish.
Uh-huh.
So
it's really refreshing and light, and I don't know, it's just a nice beer, I guess, to end your day with too.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Yeah, so definitely it comes in 4-packs, so you can usually find it Tall Boys, so it's around. Definitely pick that up and give it a try. Well, we'll knock these bad boys back as we talk about our week. And you know, last episode I was saying I was gonna be gone in Austin.
Yeah.
And canceled.
Oh man.
I was stuck here in this lame city we call Chicago.
Dude, why are you so indecisive? That's what I'm trying to figure out, man.
It wasn't my call.
All right. So reschedule or just done? Just
it
done.
Was done.
Okay, just done.
So I will not be going to Austin.
Okay.
So, sorry to excite anybody who listens to Chicago Beer Pass in Austin that I was coming. But I don't know, maybe another time. So I was here. What did I make it to? I made it out to Evanston over the weekend.
Okay. North Burbs.
I checked out Sketchbook Brewing. They're a new brewery that's opening up. I backed them on Kickstarter, and they were giving off their shirts that day. So I went there. I figured, oh, why not? It was a nice day. Go up to Evanston, check it out. They got my t-shirt, and they were kind of showing people around their brewery a little bit. It's small. It's not like super small, but it's not big or anything compared to, like, we were at Temperance recently, and
Temperance,
that was huge.
It's huge. Dude, Evanston all of a sudden has like 4 breweries.
I know.
There's Temperance, and then there's going to be Sketchbook. There's the Smiley Brothers, and Pecking Pig, which is like a brewery and a pub. It's like a little brew pub.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you went to Sketchbook.
Yeah, so check this out. Their space used to be an old taxi driver dispatch center, so it still has the ramp in the brewery, and it sounded like they were keeping the ramp in there and just putting like offices there, or I guess I wasn't clear on if they were getting rid of the ramp, but it's kind of a funny thing to have in your brewery.
You walk in and there's this ramp just in the middle of the office for no reason.
It's on the side.
Okay. So one of the Sketchbook guys is Caesar Marone, which he won the Sam Adams does that long shot where, you know, they pick a winning homebrew recipe and they bottle it and distribute it.
Okay.
And he won that at least once, maybe even more, but I know he won it.
Okay, I guess that's a good sign for their beer. They didn't have any beer at the time, and they didn't have any homebrew samples either. So
they gotta have beer, man.
I don't know. I was disappointed. But Evanston, you know, don't go up there very often. And there was a festival going on in the streets.
Oh, yeah?
So walk through that a little bit. And Sketchbook is basically in the alley. Like, it's not even on the main street.
Now you drove up there?
Yeah, I drove up there.
Okay.
So it's in the alley, so you can't even, like, drive by and find it. It's like, oh, we're behind this building.
Is that the only option of getting in the building?
Yeah.
That's rock and roll right there, man. You have to enter through the alley.
But then they were talking about Few, and I was like, oh, yeah, Few's in Evanston.
Yeah.
And I looked it up on Yelp. It's just a few blocks down, also in an alley.
Really?
Yeah. You have to go down an alley to get to this. What's up with Evanston? And they're trying to hide their liquor. They've accepted it, but they're trying to keep it in the back.
You know, Brad, you got to do what you got to do, man.
I guess.
You
know? But this was the first time Few had been open on Sundays for tours and tastings. So did their little tiny tour, which is basically like, here's our stills and here's our fermenters.
Would you like some whiskey?
Yeah, that was about it. But they have really nice stuff. Their American gin is excellent. They have regular gin. They do barrel-aged gin. A couple different whiskeys. They do Malort, too.
Oh, yeah?
But didn't try that.
Once I had a brew bus pickup at the Ritz-Carlton downtown, and you know I like to pregame before any of those tours. I would just sit for an hour at least, and then
at least minimum an hour.
Minimum. So no, but I'm at the bar, and I was surprised that Few was on draft there.
Not on draft.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. They were in bottles. Half Acre was on draft.
Okay.
Few was in bottles at the Ritz, and I know a lot of their. A lot of people use their barrels, like you were saying, their gin barrels or their bourbon barrels. A lot of local breweries use their barrels to store their beer in for their barrel age programs.
Yeah, so it's nice. I think you can even get Few in Japan. They were kind of talking about something about their Japanese market. And so it's like, wow, crazy. But they're making really good stuff. Their barrel warehouse and like bottling facility is like down the street, so they don't even keep all the barrels at that spot. But yeah, it was cool making up to Evanston. You know, man, it's been spending a lot of time up there, I guess, in the last month.
Yeah,
with
right?
Temperance and now this. And
that's one of the few local distilleries we have. Like, you can name all the local distilleries, like Chicago and the Burrs, maybe on like one hand, you know?
Yeah, there's a few, but there's more popping up, so it's nice to see. So how about you? You were in Cleveland, though.
Yeah, I stepped out of town for a second. Didn't really do too much on the beer side. But before I left, I did go to the Tap Takeover in Lombard.
Oh, okay.
At the Beer House Lombard.
Now, we talked about this last time. We were saying that you could just take the bus out there.
Right. You could take the brew bus out there from...
If you lived in Lombard. Did anyone do that?
Nobody did that. So this ended up being a super rowdy, like, brewer's bus from Beer Bistro to Lombard.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the beer buyer from Bistro and, you know... brewers from like six or seven breweries.
Oh, cool.
It ended up being them. Oh, and then me.
Yeah. Okay. So not a lot of just
right, like
normal
not,
people.
Not a lot of like, you know, civilians.
Okay.
You know, so it got a little weird, man. You know, like we started shooting cans of like Rosa.
Okay.
You know, somebody had Fireball. You know, people get weird. You know, like weird.
Crazy.
You know?
Okay.
So, but yeah, so we get to, you know, we finally get to the Lombard place. Beer house, and it's in a mall,
like a shopping.
Yeah,
mall?
Like it's in a shopping mall. It's in Oakbrook,
next to the Sam Goody,
right next to Circus City. There's this tap house. No, it's there's an outdoor mall in Oakbrook, and this tap room. It's not a tap room. It's a bar. But this bar is in a mall, which is pretty cool.
Okay. So it's the Oakbrook Mall, that outdoor one. That I've been to a couple of the restaurants over there a few times. So
this was pretty cool. It was a fairly new space, I think maybe less than 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And above the they've got a ridiculous amount of beers on tap. I would say somewhere between like 60 and 70 drafts.
Oh, cool.
And then like, you know, hundreds of bottles. And then above the bar is a stage where this all girl band was playing. So the whole night was pretty cool. It was reminiscent of, well, the original local Tap Takeover was the one at Village Tap, like maybe 2-3 years ago. And that was the one I remember the most because, like, okay. I saw you there. I saw the Pipeworks guys there. I saw Greg Hall drinking zombie dust in one corner,
okay.
You know, and I saw, like, the Half Acre guys in the other corner. And, like, oh, the Wild Onion guys put it together. And it was, like, everybody from Chicago was in attendance, and they took over all the taps at Village Tap.
I remember that.
So that was the first one I went to. So this was kind of reminiscent of that, where that same kind of energy was in the room, but it was for all the new guys. You know, so there were 25 Chicagoland breweries at this place, and you know, from Chicago and the suburbs. So like guys from like Solemn Oath and Church Street and you know, Bucket List and the guys from Flesk.
Okay.
You know, all these guys were in the room, and they were just, you know, drinking their beers and talking to everyone.
That's awesome.
So that was a good time.
Was it a big crowd too? Like the turnout of people from the neighborhoods and stuff?
It was packed.
Okay.
It was packed. I met the Revolution was there. I met their they've got a sales rep that focuses just on the suburbs. So I'm like, well, what suburbs do you focus on? She's like, I focus on the suburbs.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Like all of them. You know. So it was cool, man. I think a lot of breweries that I didn't get a chance to try, I was able to try there. You know, like 350 out in Tinley Park, and you know, Hailstorm. Mm-hmm. And Imperial Oak, which is...
Oh, I haven't heard of them.
They're the guys behind Brixie's, that bar out in Brookfield.
Oh, okay.
So Imperial Oak is that brewery. So they had a really cool Imperial Stout, a Russian Imperial Stout on draft.
Nice.
So it was nice. You got this, you know, depending on how you look at it, either that second wave or third wave of breweries that have been, you know, been around for like maybe the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys were showcased at this event in Lombard.
Cool. Did you have a favorite beer that you remember now that was so long ago?
I really like the Buckle Down. The Buckle Down had an IPA called Clincher. Dude, I think, you know, I like a lot of different styles of beer, but nothing really tops like a fresh local IPA.
Yeah.
And even by volume, like a lot of these beers were IPAs. But okay. I think, you know, it makes sense. It's the style that people gravitate towards the most, you know. And if you can get a beer if you can get an IPA that's like, you know, 3 days old.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're winning, mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah.
I wish Buckle Down wasn't so far away. It's in Lyons?
Lyons, Illinois?
Yeah, I feel like that's far. I don't really know where that's at, so I feel like it's far.
When you say Lyons, Illinois, the next thing is you're like, well, damn, where is that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and that was a cool part of it. That was a cool part about this event, you know?
Neither of us know where it is. Okay.
It was cool, man. I had a good time, man. I get to try all these beers from all these new breweries.
Okay.
So... It was a nice time. And everybody was there. There was at least one rep, either a brewer or a salesperson from every single brewery. So that was cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Vicky Reed, man. She's the GM over at Lombard Beer House. She put the whole thing together. It was her idea. So cool. It was nice.
Nice. I guess the other thing I tried to make it to, I guess this was Tuesday night, Half Acre and Revolution were putting on a burger event at Public and Quality Meats.
Oh,
and I guess this thing kicked off at like 6 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
I ended up getting there around 7, and it was packed. They maybe 7:30. They weren't even taking names anymore.
They're like, we're done.
It's too full.
It's not that big a place unless it's a nice night and you utilize the outdoor space too.
Right, but it was kind of rainy yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And it was really disappointing. It was kind of like a first come first serve. It did say on the event. But then I guess I was confused what the event was then, because people are standing outside drinking Sidekick. They're not even drinking like Half Acre Rev beers.
Yeah.
And then what I saw Jess Ann Halton on Twitter.
Yeah.
She checked in there and she said they got there a little after 6 and they only had like a half a burger. But it looked like a lot of people that like worked at the breweries from Half Acre and Rev were there. So
I don't even think they make. They do. They normally make burgers at PQM?
I don't know, but they do like these beer events at night sometimes, because they're not even open at night. But I was disappointed. I wish they would have just done a ticket thing. I wouldn't even have went over there yesterday if I knew I couldn't have gone in.
Yeah.
Like, but I would have been fine, like, oh, $40 or whatever beer and a burger is going to be for the night.
Yeah.
I guess that would have been nice. But it wasn't all lost, because I went over to Green Street Smoked Meats.
Uh-huh.
Which this was like my taste of Austin, since I didn't get to go to Austin. It's this new spot right next to, is it RPM Champagne, and right there on Green Street in Randolph.
Okay.
And basically it's down an alley. Yeah. I've been going down alleys a lot.
It seems to be your thing, Brad. I'm not going to lie.
You never know what you're going to find. You find distilleries and smoked meat houses. I don't know. It's great.
So you landed at PQM. Or no, we went to PQM and then you went to Green Street.
And this place is great. They got like a bar. It kind of reminds you of like a Texas kind of place. It has like a public or a Big Star kind of feel too with the bar.
Okay.
And you just get in line. They have lots of good beers on draft. You get in line, you get your meats, you sit down, and then you can just sit on picnic tables, eat and drink and hang out.
How was it? I mean, because I love, you know, I love some good brisket or, you know, some good smoked meat. But sometimes, you know, when you get further away from those places that do it in the South, the further away you get, sometimes they shave that meat way too thick.
No, it was good. I think it might be my favorite barbecue place in the city. All
right, okay.
They don't do like cornbread and mac and cheese. So if you're looking for that kind of stuff with your barbecue, which sometimes people want a gooey mac and cheese too with like something. And they don't have fries, which people like to dip the in the hot sauces and the barbecue sauces. But just like straight up brisket was, it fell apart cutting it. Like you couldn't even pick it up. You needed a spoon for it because it would fall apart on the fork.
Okay.
Crazy. It was good. Good stuff. It was public and quality meats loss that I went there. You know, I spent my money there. I won.
I just found an alternative.
Yeah. But that was my week. Did you do anything else or should we dive into the coming up?
Yeah, let's move forward. Yeah, that was last week.
Cool. Well, let's see. What do we got on the calendar? We got a couple things on Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday we've got Tap This, which is the summertime series up at Fishman's Liquor and Tavern. Mm-hmm. So like every other week they do a beer and food truck pairing. This week they're doing the Unforbidden Fruit. So this is a fruit beer showcase.
Nice. Okay.
So they got beers from Goose Island's Madame Rose is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Five Rabbits Guava Paletas, which is their summer beer. Allagash and Evil Twin are also going to be there. They've got their own food truck, and there's going to be live music as well.
Nice. And wasn't Temperance Beechwood beer going to be there too?
Yeah, and that was just added. So Temperance Greenwood Beach Blonde, which is the blonde that they made with pineapples, is going to be on tap as well there.
And that might be the first place it's going to be on if it wasn't on the tap room this past Friday when they like showcase new beers.
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is 6 p.m. on Thursday, June 26th at Fishman's Liquor and Tavern.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then Thursday at Sheffield's, there's something called Homegrown, right?
Yeah, so Homegrown is an event. It's a different kind of event. I like the different events, the different spin they're putting on these events. So Homegrown is an event where Sheffield's is really proud of, you know, their heritage, right? So Sheffield's has graduated a lot of their bartenders that have gone on to different breweries and different distributors and become sales folks. And what they're doing is they're inviting all those people to come back and be guest bartenders for the night. And all the tips that these bartenders make will be donated to charities. So these are some of the new jobs that they graduated to. So you know, Wirtz Beverage Distributing, Lagunitas, Bell's, Vandermill. Bob Egan's going to be there from Vandermill. Yeah. And all these guys used to bartend at Sheffield's. Now they're doing sales jobs at breweries and cideries and distributors. Cool. And Tony McGee, who's the founder of Lagunitas, he's going to be playing live guitar in the garden there. And there are four different charities that all the tips are going to be donated to.
Nice.
So that's cool. If you're, you know, if you're someone that just wants to know more about, you know, how the beer industry in Chicago works and how these guys made their gradual move to the next level, this is the perfect event for that. And it's at Sheffield's.
Right. And those guys love to talk and they're happy to talk to you. I know, run into Bob all the time and you know, he's one of the nicest guys.
Yeah, Bob's cool as shit. I like Bob a lot. Yeah. So that's at Sheffield's Thursday the 26th. That's going to start at 8 p.m. Okay. All right. And then there's Friday. So Friday, June 26th.
Oh, wait. I got one more thing we should mention on Thursday.
Thursday.
There's this event we got invited to, Beer Miscuous.
Yes. And Beer Miscuous, the beer cafe, man.
Right. So this is a grand opening VIP party. So if you didn't get the invite, sorry. But we'll be there, right? We're going.
We're excited to be there. Paul was super cool. And their spot's going to be right at, like Diversity and Lincoln. So there's the Geno's East, down the street from, you know, Delilah's and Atlas.
Yeah, it's 28812 North Lincoln.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the beer cafe, we're going to go over there around 6 or so. And, yeah, it's going to be 12 different drafts and a big bottle and can selection as well.
Yeah, their grand opening is on Saturday. This is coming up Saturday. They're doing a sneak peek on Thursday. Very exciting stuff, man. It's a beer cafe.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure what that means, but I'm excited to learn more.
Yeah, we're going to find out, and we'll report back next week.
Yeah.
So then, all right, Friday now.
Again. Okay. Friday. So Friday, June 27th, is the Slapshot and Bucket List Tab Takeover at the Arrogant Frog. So okay. The Arrogant Frog is down the street from Beer Bistro North, like Fullerton and Southport. And it used to be the Faith and Whiskey, but then they revamped the whole thing, and now it's the Arrogant Frog Bar. So this event is cool. There's going to be four Slapshot beers, There's going to be four Slapshot beers and four Bucket List beers at this event.
Okay, remind me again and everyone else who Bucket List is.
All right, so Bucket List, the Chicago Brew Bus, started a brewery.
Okay.
They're contract brewing right now at Slapshot, and Bucket List is their brewery.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's going to be these two breweries showcased at the event. They're going to be raffling off Chicago Brew Bus tickets, bottles of Dark Lord 2014, and 3-day passes to Riot Fest.
Whoa, okay.
Riot Fest has a ridiculous lineup. Probably the most ridiculous lineup of all the fests in the city.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. Even last year was good. This year is like, oh my God, why am I not going?
I'm still not going yet. Yeah, so this is...
well, I got to go win these tickets. And
we got to go win these tickets. So every time you buy a beer, you get a raffle ticket, and then at the end of the night, they pull the raffle. So this will be at 7 p.m. at the Arrogant Frog Bar. That's on West Fullerton Avenue, 7 p.m.
So if you drink a lot, and you're going to get a ticket every time. So even if you lose, you win.
You still win.
I feel like you should get a bonus one if you drink all 8 of the beers, right?
It would be cool if they started this tradition that, like, remember when, who was it? It was Pipeworks. If a keg kicks, the person who gets the last beer from the keg before the keg blows, they get the tap handle.
Yeah.
I think that should just be a tradition for every event. Every event from now until forever. That is just really cool. That's a really cool idea.
Or at least like a free beer on the next one or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Something, the incentive to drink more, right? Because we all need it. Right? then also Friday, man, another, I guess, private event. Sorry. But
it's you, Mr. VIP over here.
I know, but Goose Island and United Airlines have a little preview event that we're going to check out and find out what it is. I feel like maybe Goose Island may have its own plane.
I think there's going to be the 312 plane leaving from Midway and O'Hare.
And United Airlines is opening a brewery, right? Dude, is that what this event's about?
Stop playing. You know how ridiculous that would be? Honestly, if I was pulling the strings at United or Goose, dude... United has a brewery. Goose has their own plane.
Right. And done. Brewery's in the sky. So there's no, it's always local for everyone.
We're brewing on the plane.
Yeah. No, but probably it's Goose Island beers are going to be on United flights, right?
More than likely. Yeah.
Which would be cool. So we'll check that out. And, you know, it's over at Fulton. So that's always nice to, you know, hang out there and chat with everyone.
Yeah. I hear they're revamping that place too.
The, like, Fulton Brewery itself? Yeah,
the brewery, so that they want to, you know, they want to make it more, like, public friendly so they can start doing tours there.
Oh, okay.
You know,
nice.
Like every week, you know.
Yeah, because it is dangerous. There's just, you know, lots of stuff running all over. But it's awesome. It's really nice in there. They got a lot of eco stuff with all the lights and everything and just, you know, neat stuff. And the huge new tanks that are outside.
Tab deck?
Yeah, tab deck is good.
It's fantastic. So that's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Saturday, June 28th, we got a few events. We've got Workforce Brewing is having their launch party out in beautiful Plainfield, Illinois.
Okay. Who's Workforce?
So Workforce, there's a homebrew shop out there called called Chicago Brew Works.
Uh-huh.
And they've started a brewery, and it's called Workforce. And they're having a launch party from that. So they're going to be going all day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So they're going to have beers on tap, and they're going to be partying.
Okay, I like the name Workforce. I feel like there's some good image there of either working man, working woman kind of stuff, or just like building, you know. There's something nice there, so.
Yeah, and then it's cool that, you know, they've kind of expanded beyond just the homebrew shop, and it's like, hey, we're doing that, and we love that because people are coming, but then we're also going to make beer that you need to put in your mouth, you know, in addition to the shop. So
awesome.
That's righteous. Yeah. Also on Saturday is Atlas' second year anniversary.
Whoa.
That was quick.
2 years already?
Yeah. So Atlas in Lincoln Park down the street from Promiscuous. They're doing their second year party. They've got a double IPA that they're going to be launching. They're doing blindfolded bowling. So, I mean, if you've never been to Atlas, they own the bowling alley next door. So it's all connected. You can walk right through.
You usually, I think you get pitchers of Atlas beer and bring it over.
And, right? And take it right over. Yeah, a lot of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild meetings are held there. It's a very cool scene. Yeah, they're doing a crawfish boil. And they're doing a bowling event, and they're releasing a beer all in conjunction with their second year anniversary.
So that's on Saturday?
Yeah, that's Saturday at noon, and that's going to run all day.
I haven't been over to Atlas enough. You go there often on the brew bus, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's very swank. It's very Lincoln Park.
Okay.
You'll see it, and you'll be like, wow, this place is laid out. This place looks good. Mm-hmm. Lots of good food, too. I like their chili. I like their pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. So that's Saturday. Also, Saturday is something called the Aaronmore Ale Fest.
Aaronmore.
So Aaronmore is apparently a farm and polo club in Oswego, Illinois.
Oh, we're getting fancy. The polo clubs.
We'd be drinking with our pinkies out at this thing, yeah. Man. So this is a $40 ticket, man. Josh, the guy behind Lou Dog Events, he's just the same crew behind, you know, the Naperville, the Lombard Ale Fest. He's putting together the first annual Aaronmore Farm beer event. So this is a beer event that's going to be a vaudeville-inspired showcase.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the beers are themed, or do people have theme, or just the event?
No, I think what they do here at Aaronmore is they do events like this all the time. Okay. You know, whether there's like a, you know, like a folk singer or a band, you know, they have a lot of live musicianship there at this event, at this place anyway.
Okay.
So this will be in the theme of that, where like they showcase like American showbiz talent from yesteryear. Okay. And I think that'll be the theme throughout the beer fest. So they're having a beer fest at what seems to be like a turn of the century type of outdoor farm fest.
Okay. Me. Will you be able to play polo?
It's at the polo club.
Hmm.
No indication of polo. Food trucks, vaudeville performances, and beer. That's all they're committing to.
Man, food trucks and polo, I don't feel like those go together at all.
Can we ride a horse, and can we play a friendly game of polo?
Nah, I've never played polo. Never played.
But, dude, I mean, we've seen the Ralph Lauren shirts. I mean, right. It looks cool. You know, you got your super tight pants on. You got your polo shirt on.
Yeah, your polo shirt. Yeah,
of course. Dude, you're on a horse. you're like, you know, you like playing rugby on a horse.
Yeah. Is when you play water polo, which I'm not sure how that's different, but are your shorts, are they water polo shorts? Like, do you have polo shorts?
You got me, man.
I don't know.
We always get stuck on this show where, like...
I just have a lot of questions. There's a lot of stuff you don't know out there.
There's a lot of stuff you don't know.
The polo world.
Somebody needs to go to this to figure out what's going on. It is in Oswego, Illinois, so that's west of Plainfield.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a ways.
Yeah, so this is good. This is good, though. It's good. If you need an excuse to get out of town, this is it.
Mm-hmm. If you've been looking to get in polo as well.
Also Saturday, another event in the West Burbs.
Okay.
This is the Urban Legend Summer Party. So this is June 28th from 5 to 11 in Westmont. So Urban Legend, they're doing a party with it's a charity. It's going to be food, live music, and they're having a beer release. They're releasing their barrel-aged mugshot porter. So I've had some Urban Legend beers before. They got picked up by Glunz Distributing. So at the Glunz event, they were one of those new faces that a lot of people were going to see their stuff.
Okay, so is this kind of like their Dark Lord kind of idea? They're releasing this barrel-aged beer or this one-off kind of thing?
I think this is how those kind of events start. Okay. My guess is that Dark Lord started something similar to this.
Yeah.
So this is going to be Saturday, June 28th at 5 p.m.
So you could be on the ground floor if you go there first. So that Urban Legend event kind of wraps up the weekend, or at least Saturday, right?
Yeah. Saturday's big, man. Five events on Saturday. Not too much going on Sunday.
But I think there's one more event we want to mention. We'll probably mention again next week. But next week is 4th of July, and I think a lot of people are going to be out of town. There might be some events happening on the weekend, but there's one on the 4th of July at Local Option.
Yeah. So before you go see fireworks at Navy Pier, or hit up the Taste of Chicago.
Yeah.
I really like the taste of the smaller streets more than the whole Taste of Chicago.
Just the neighborhood festival? Yeah. Or like, just eating and drinking around the city?
No. Well, both. But the, you know, like Taste of Randolph or the Wicker Park Fest or, you know, okay. like the one up in Andersonville. I prefer those more than the Taste of Chicago. But Taste of Chicago, fireworks.
That's true.
Yeah.
But so this is on July 4th and it starts at 3 p.m. like local option events do. But you're off work.
Yeah,
so you can make it there when it starts. As usual, I think they're just highlighting some rare and hard to find beers from Evil Twin, Goose Island, Hopping Frog, Maine Beer, Perennial, like a bunch of others too. Yeah, I think it might be just a good event to go to before you make it to other parties you're going to that day. Or yeah, if you're just looking for something to do on the 4th of July and you have no parties, this could be your party.
Local option, they never fail with a Wicked Tap List. Never.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, I think that does it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. There's also the Facebook page / Chicago Beer Pass. We're posting photos, events, stuff we don't even talk about. You might get a sneak peek at some of these VIP events before we even talk about them on the show.
True.
And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. So you can subscribe to iTunes. Leave us a review. We love seeing the reviews and, you know, helps other people find the show. And that'll do it in this episode of Chicago Beer Pass.
Right on. Cheers.